Welcome to the NCSoft podcast. NCSoft is the world's premier publisher of MMO games. City of Heroes is rated T for teen by the ESRB. This podcast is copyright 2009 NC Interactive Incorporated. This City of Heroes podcast is the panel Wouldn't It Be Great If? From HeroCon 2009.
Welcome to Wouldn't It Be Great If We Were Quiet So We Could Start?
Burn.
That idea sucks.
All right, so I'm not even going to introduce these guys because you've been introduced to them many times all weekend long. But we'll get rolling on your questions. We had about 100 submissions, and we're going to get through every single one of them. No, we picked a few randoms. We wanted to mix it up, but the goal sort of here is to hit some funny points, hit some high points, but explain why. We can't do some of the things we'd love to do, and we'll drop some hints, hopefully, to maybe some things you'll be seeing coming very soon. I've asked these guys, like, hey, you know, we don't want canned responses. You know, we want to give you a sliver of what it's like in our office as we're discussing features. And the only thing is we need to accelerate, which would probably be like a two-hour discussion into a two-minute discussion.
You really want the office conversation?
Yeah, let's do it. That's why they're here. So we started off with a few. There's always a few entertaining ones, so I thought I would just run through these real quick. We had a "Wouldn't it be great if we just stopped supporting Twitter?" I have no idea why, but that just seemed.
I think that's going to happen on its own anyway.
All right.
You should read my Twitter. I answered that.
Like this second or earlier? Well, here was one that was very insightful on how we could make the game better. If we had Friday registration, not during the rush hour, so there was no traffic and we could actually maybe open things until 8 o'clock or during lunch. I thought that was very impactful for the game.
But for next HeroCon, we'll look into it.
We'll have like late registration instead of early registration?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, so this one was great. Wouldn't it be great if Babs were given a huge raise? Well, thank you, Chris, for submitting that.
I like that suggestion. I think that's a good suggestion. I like that one.
Yeah, I noticed you wrote that with your left hand, too. Nice, nice.
No, unfortunately, that's just my handwriting.
So I was going to say this for our power section because we just got a lot of powers requests, and I figured we'd get some audience participation, but this one was so good, I just had to share it. Somebody asked for bacon-based powers. So that's really cool.
Bacon.
All right, so we're going to hit through this stuff real quick. We'll start with applause until your hands fall off, and then maybe we'll raise elbows or something. But anyway, I'm going to just hit a bunch of powers. And if you guys think this is a power set or a power type that you would like, applaud. Wouldn't it be great if you could summon meteors from the sky? I feel like David Letterman. I should just start throwing these things.
Like in an office map.
Indoors. Like, office meteors.
As long as it didn't work in an office, I think that would be fair.
All right, we got somebody who wants energy melee for scrappers, really bad. Noted, Matt? Noted? Yeah, noted. Okay. All right, we've got somebody who would like staves and pole arms. What do we think about that?
Chris, I'm sure you could bang that out pretty quick, right?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, sure.
We've only been asking for it for 5 years.
What's taking you so long, man?
Yeah, come on, dude. It's time to start working.
Done anything else this year.
If you want that raise.
I've been spending too much time on Twitter.
All right, wouldn't it be great if we had Dark Domination, Dark Assault, 4 Dominator power sets? Man, we're going to go back and look at the video camera and do all the wrong stuff. All right, we've got a request for a broadsword brute. Okay, and obviously we're not going through all the power requests because there are a ton of them, but this one was for a Radiation Mastery Epic Power Pool for Defenders.
I want to touch on one thing. There was one, it was mixed in with a billion other suggestions, so I'll just pull it out. There was one request for a water-based power set, which would be cool, but making water look good kind of involves tricks on your video card, so we would need to require you to have a certain video card in order to run the power set, and have everyone else around you have the video card to see the power set. So now we're raising the minimum spec to the game, so we want to make good-looking water, but we don't want to raise the minimum spec, so we're kind of at an impasse.
I've got another suggestion. You know, we could just, like, do an OEM deal and ship a video card with Going Rogue.
Yeah, there we go. And a new processor, a new motherboard.
Memory.
Well, laptops.
Laptops.
Net tops. All right.
Laptops. Just water. Just strap it.
Okay, so we got a lot of great suggestions from you guys. So I want to get through these, and we'll have our guys, the smart folks here, not me, comment on these. All right. So we've got, hey, why don't we do the reverse of the looking for team, looking for members? What do you guys think about that?
What's the tech involved in that, Vince?
What's the tech involved?
I don't know. What's the design look like?
Sorry. Explain it to me.
No, I mean,
welcome to our studio.
Yeah, you wanted a slice of it. That's kind of what
it is.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be impossible. That wouldn't be possible. We'd have to look at what the interface looks like so it's as usable as possible. But I certainly would. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I definitely think it would be a...
Yeah, it's like work. Yeah. Stop putting things in Vince's nose.
Yeah, it would be a large quality of life thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be curious what the user experience would be for it, like how they would get access to it.
Yeah, well, probably the team leader would be able to
ask
say,
for
I'm
more people.
For group. I'm looking for more.
Yeah. Do like a call out or something for people who are looking for group.
Set an interface and then you.
We're looking for more people, right? And then if you log into the game and you want to join a team, but you're only looking for one, you say, well, I'm looking for a team. The team's looking for more people, so you just get kind of auto-jammed onto it.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to auto-jammed onto it.
I like the auto-jammed.
It's like you'd want to have the lead, actually. You probably want the lead be able to assess if they wanted that person on the team before they became a member.
I'm looking for a defender.
Do you want this defender?
Yeah,
that defender?
Definitely want to be able to have the team say what
I'm trying to give you as close to the office experience. It's usually me going, I don't understand. Explain it to me slower.
Would this require new animations?
Defender was multi-syllable. I'm looking for Brute.
Level 48.
All right, you guys are costing us money. We've got to go on to the next thing. All right, there we go.
Can you schedule a meeting
just
for
like
this?
Your office.
Sweet. All right, here we go. This is a good little two-parter. A way for characters to change their characters without having to log in and log out every time.
So we use a task management system called Jira, which basically assigns a task out to a programmer. I wrote the Jira for this feature about 3 months ago to make sure that it got done. So it's going to happen.
Yes.
I don't see any marketing guys in the room, so you're probably okay.
Adam, please leave.
Okay, and here was the second part. Being able to save, store, recall multiple bind files and do fun things like that. What do you guys think?
I think you can already do it.
Yeah.
It's via slash command, though. You probably want a simpler interface. Right, Joe?
Yes.
Yes, I want it to be very simple.
So the answer is you can already do that with the slash command. All right, we already got one done. Well done.
That was easy.
Are they all this easy?
Yeah. Okay, we need some applause meter again on this one. All right, this is a good two-parter. Very curious as to what you guys think about this. There is a request, again, to clean the inactive character names from the database. What do you guys think?
Ha ha ha! We need to figure out a way to pull the inactive players who might come back and be pissed off that they lost their name. Okay. All right.
All right. I think we understand where you sit on that.
Yes. Okay.
And then here's another interesting idea here. What about allowing multiple names on the same server? What do you guys think about that?
We would come up with a way to make it work. Would you guys be okay with somebody else running around with your name?
No! No!
No, really, what do you think?
Hey, let's definitely do that.
Yes.
I like that idea. Let's do that.
It will free up every name. Imagine typing in a name and never having it say that is being used.
We should auction off the signature character
Damn
names.
Straight, why not? Yeah. Microtransaction.
The first one will be Statesman.
Yes.
All right, so this is a nice big can of worms, so let's talk about this. Offline character management pools, being able to manage inventory across multiple characters, equipment, all that sort of kind of stuff. What do you guys think?
Can our database handle that?
You mean like a web page or
Well, there's the offline component, but there's also the cross-account stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
with one account.
I mean, cross multiple.
Cross character within account, yeah.
Across servers?
No.
Okay, same server.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right. Cross server would work too, yes.
Well, I mean, we do have our account server set up that's designed to handle inventories for accounts.
Accounts, yes.
Yeah. You put a little vault on there.
Right.
Well, that's...
For good reason.
Yeah. That's probably not changing.
We're getting to that one.
Hey, when you could mail it to yourself. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Is there a JIRA for that?
I have a JIRA for that.
There you go.
Have a vault common to all your characters.
Yeah.
That sounds like something in our JIRA list. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
We should do that.
Okay, guys, let's keep moving. All right, so there's a request for removal of rooting during many attacks so that we could have more of a run-and-gun style of gameplay.
I'm going to need your DNA.
Mr. Bruce, what do you think about that?
Our animation system doesn't really work that way. It's a state bit engine. It can play an animation, and that's pretty much it. To do that in our current engine would require...
Rebuilding our current engine.
No.
A buttload of years. I'd love to, but it's... Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
The animation system
itself would have to change before that could happen.
And the animations would have to change. I mean, some of those animations are not going to look
right. It prohibits you from doing lower body animations. You can do kicks because, like, you can't really throw a quick kick while you're running along unless you do a jump kick, and then that's another animation, so... Yeah, it's a huge can of worms.
So this is the new powers customization. This is not impossible. It is just an insurmountable amount of work.
Yeah.
And it's still insurmountable for the amount of people we have now. So
insurmountable.
Mountable.
All right. So we touched on this just a second ago, but let's talk about this in a little more detail. Merging Wentworths in the black market. What do you guys think about that? Yeah.
So I know this is I think I'm asked this like 30 times every convention I go to. I've been asked it 100 times here. With going rogue, you will have an opportunity to play a gun runner. If you want to take your hero, turn him into a villain, you'll then be able to access the villain market. It's the only hero turns to a vigilante. Vigilante can go to the Rogue Isles. They can't actually access the villain market. Vigilantes can turn into a villain, and now they can. It's a buttload of work, but if you guys can imagine the profit capabilities, it may actually be worth it.
Would the vigilante be able to trade with the villain?
No. So inspirations, yes, but other like valuable stuff, no.
This full transformation from one side.
The full transformation. Once you go all the way, then you'll be able to.
Huge market and inspirations.
Now. Yes.
Black market for it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have a few zones in our game that obviously get more use than others, and this one has to do with that. So somebody's asking for expanded content or co-op in the Shadow Shard. So let's talk about that a little bit.
I've never heard of this before.
Oh, yeah,
really?
Never mind.
Don't we have enough co-op zones?
Yeah, I'm actually surprised Red Side would want to run those arcs.
Yeah. So,
Brute looking for Cardamine.
This is an area where we look back upon past experience. For us to go back and make the Shadow Shard co-op, it's not just going to be flipping a switch and letting villains go there and run the same arcs. We're going to want to touch it. We're going to want to improve it. We're going to want to make the jump pads better. We're going to want to make the zone better. We're going to want to improve the models that are there. We're going to want to do
all new story arcs,
all new things. Make it cool.
The amount of work to do this.
Wait, there's more here.
The amount of work to do this is equal to almost creating an entirely new zone with entirely new content, with entirely new models that you guys haven't seen before. And so instead of replacing content, we're actually adding content. So we, as a studio and as an MMO developer and as a business, we would love to add content before we replace it.
So I see another applause meter opportunity here. So, we did some revamps of some zones. Melissa did a great job with the new fault line experience and stuff. But I'd love to just hear from an applause perspective what you guys think of, you know, reworking some of these less populated zones versus new zones. So let's start with, revamping existing zones. What do you guys think about that? Okay, for the record, we had three people give a standing ovation on that one. All right, what do you guys think about doing new content from scratch and just introducing a full new experience to the game, zone-wise?
It's the only way you'll get your moon base. It's the only way you'll get your moon base.
Wait. Moon base or Shadow Shard? Yeah, okay. No, never mind.
I find that really surprising. I mean, to think about revamping Shadow Shard versus getting something like Praetoria.
Yeah,
it's really a no-brainer for me.
You guys continue to amaze us.
Yeah, that is actually kind of one of the choices, right? It's like, would you guys go to Praetoria? Want to go to Praetoria, or would you want to go to a new Shadow Shard?
You want both?
Oh, you want both? Oh, okay. We'll take it.
Yeah. We want to eat it too.
Yes. We'll take questions at the end. That will definitely be time for questions. Maybe.
Definitely.
Hey, we're moving at a good pace here. I think we'll have some time.
All right.
Okay. So there's another request here. It's a book's worth, but I'll just sum it up. Basically, somebody is talking about sort of more robust zone events, things that are scripted, things that jump in, appear, disappear, have some real objectives to them. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. You know, we could make this whole thing and do it all up and add it to the game. Yeah.
What are your programmers doing?
I think you guys are trying to be funny, but you're not funny.
They're playing Tetris.
Yes. Yes, we are working on something very similar to the suggestion that was given. It is a very large and complex system. It's not something we could talk about. I see Adam's already biting his nails.
Okay, so the guys have heard this a few times, so we figured we'd touch on it. There's the request of running at super speed on water. What do you think about that, Mr. Bruce?
like ninjas? Like a ninja?
I think it's a great idea. Unfortunately, there's no distinction in the game between super speed and just running or even sprint. Like, it's all the same movement mode. It's just faster. So there's not any way to trigger an animation to play if you have super speed on right now, unfortunately. It's a cool idea. I'd love to do it, but...
What would be the tech in place to pull that offense?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the tech doesn't know if you're in the water or on the ground.
We'd have to change the movement. Yeah, we'd have to add a new movement mode animation. For super speed.
We'd probably have to flag the water.
Yeah, it would be like flight, but would be super speed. We'd reuse a lot of the same animation except for we replace the swimming stuff with the running up on a higher plane.
Yeah.
So it's possible. It just requires some code, and
yeah. I say do it.
Well, we've got. But
oh wow!
Hang on.
This is where you find out that I have no power.
I mean, there's other. Really. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there's other considerations too. I mean, we have a limited number of moves that we can have in the sequencers right now. We fit that hard cap like four times already. We keep bumping it up. It's never as simple as it seems. There's always like a lot of complexities to consider. But yeah, it's suggestions definitely come up before. We'd love to do it. It just would require a little bit more work than most people think it would.
You don't need to tell me it's never as simple as it seems. I'm the one who said, "Hey, let's have a live wedding in the game."
Piece of cake. Yeah,
that's
that'd be awesome.
Gonna be easy. I just get a couple people log in.
We'll do some binds. And
yeah,
macros
it's
and
all
stuff.
Gonna work. No one's gonna lose connection. Especially not the bride and groom.
All right, here we go. Okay, so this is a pretty specific request, but one I think we should discuss. Somebody's asking about standardizing the buyback value of enhancements sold by the Elite Quartermaster Ghost Falcon, along with what's going on in the Rikti Warzone and Mendor's Roebuck. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, it's just there's just some bad data in a table, and I'll have Synapse look at it when we get back and make sure it gets fixed. So. Suggested, noted, and will be acted upon.
I thought you said it was never as easy as it seems.
Well, okay, I know it's going to involve.
It's easy when you can hand it off to other people.
The programming department, and somehow community relations.
And massive amounts of spreadsheets.
All right. We have a very succinct request here. Somebody asking for recipe storage. Come on.
If you think stuff's overpriced now on the market, imagine when none of it is there. When it's all buy orders because everybody is storing everything. We can consider common recipes only, but yeah, the
yeah, I don't think that's what people want.
Yeah, that's not really what people want. People want to store the purples.
Yeah.
So.
What a downer, Matt.
But you know, when we get that, you know, transfer stuff going, then
yeah,
you guys can.
Would you still want to store it if you could transfer it to off to other characters? So.
You could transfer it now, which is also why your inventory starts so pitifully low on new characters. We thought of everything.
All right. So we
have some more.
We hear this every day. We probably hear it in our nightmares. But somebody's requesting mastermind customization. What about that, Mr. Bruce?
We actually had it working.
No cheers?
But, they
no
told
master?
Me to cut
oh,
it. So. No. You guys want the would you like an anecdote, kind of amusing anecdote? So while we were working on powers customization, we were working on controller pets. And pets kind of come in two flavors where they're either built out of costume parts or they're built out of effects pieces. Like fire imps are kind of built out of costume parts, and the stone goblins are built out of effects pieces. So we were working with Mike, and we were like, well, we just need to get the tint colors down to the costume parts for the pets when you summon them. So we got that in, we got our fire imps in. They were little green imps running around, and I was giggling maniacally. And then about a week later, Keatsy was working on the effects for the mastermind summoning stuff so that you could tint the colors of the powers that you used to summon your mastermind henchmen. So she summons in these zombies, and she's got her powers set to blue and stuff, and the blue zombies pop up by the ground, like solid blue Smurf zombies. And we're like, oh, yeah, that would totally work for those guys. But unfortunately, you know, it's just primary and secondary tent colors. So those costume parts are a lot more complex than your fire imps, which are all kind of one color. Those guys have like multiple colors and everything's individual color. They got little loincloths and little headbands and little earrings or whatever. I don't know, but
and blue head to toe looked horrible.
Yeah, so just totally blue. We're like, that's kind of cool, but
I guess if you want to have like the Blue Man Group summoning,
yeah, but. But but we were like, I don't think this is what players are really going to want. Especially if they're mission architect and the custom villain groups are going to be like, I want that.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's definitely obviously a request we've heard before and something we're definitely looking into. But I can't say when or if it might happen.
Yeah, we want to do it right.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And we're going to make it robust and so you can be able to create almost anything you want.
All right, cool. Well, hey, we got something here for Mr. Morrissey. All right, man. You were doing so well. So here's a good feature. You know, a lot of our maps, as you're you know, working through your enemies and taking them down, it's tough to find those last few enemies sometimes. So what about some sort of a homing device feature to track down your last few enemies?
That actually is a great idea. I think we should implement that a month or two ago. That'd be good. Yeah. We actually did put in some stuff in place to let you find the last clicky and the last person that you need to fight on a map. It's actually, I think, the last 10%.
Last 10%.
So if you're on a defeat all mission, first of all, I apologize. I try to make a point not to do that anymore. It's interesting how much Architect has driven features into the regular game in that respect, because we did decide, you know, we do have this new option now that you can flag a mission to where it'll show the last 10% of the guys on your map to go on where exactly. That same thing with the last 10% of your clickies that you have to go find. So that's going to be in.
And that 10% designer configurable. So if we want to show all your guys on the map to start, we can set it to 100%. So. But yeah, it's going to be in the next issue. So.
Okay, so that's what we pulled from the official stack. You guys did a phenomenal job giving us a lot of great feedback. Some people wrote novels, which we're still digesting, and there's a lot of great stuff to take back to the studio beyond what we just shared today.
Go ahead.
There was a whole list of suggestions for costume parts that I pulled out that we'll be handing off to Jay and Cheryl. So.
And there was a lot of really good questions that this type of forum just wasn't quite right to answer them. So I'd like to take an opportunity when we get back to the studio to try and figure out how to get answers to you guys for them. So.
But what we would like to do is we have about 20, 30 minutes left. If you guys want to hit us with some live questions that we will hopefully try to answer to the best of our ability, you're more than not the whole room at once.
Don't be shy. Step up. No, you guys, don't worry. Just don't be shy. Just
all right.
Step up.
I think I'm gonna put a cap on it right now. We will take 15 questions. So if you're further back than 15,
raise your hand if you're number 15.
I'll give you Matt's home phone number and you can contact him there. Okay. Let's start it off. Go for it.
Just a couple of simple requests. One, Lord Recruit Strike.
Sorry, you already failed. Only one request per person, so we can get through to everybody.
Okay, okay. One right, request then. Is it possible to make the LGTF start with level 35 instead of 45 again?
Yes, it is possible.
Okay.
Didn't that
I think you actually
something?
Asked me that one already, didn't you?
Didn't it break something?
I don't think there was a reason why we did it that way. It might actually already be fixed because I remember I went back to the office after you talked to me about it and I took a look at it.
You did not.
Yeah. No. No, I'm serious. He asked me about it at PAX. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did it this weekend.
Inclement weather? Or does that take too much resource?
Like weather effects?
Yeah, like rain or... Seasonal.
Yeah, again, it comes back to that thing of like, if we can't make it look the way that we want it to look, we're not going to do it. And to make rain look like rain, you know, we got to have wet surfaces, we have wet roads, we got to have splashing, we got to have like just throwing in little raindrop particles, that's like, yeah, whatever.
It'd be a start.
Yeah, it would be a start. But
yeah, we don't really do some starts.
Some snow.
Fair enough.
It's definitely come up before, and stuff is something we were always looking into.
Well, I think this goes back to the revamp or build new.
Right.
You know, we could add that, or we could build a whole new zone.
Brand new textures for a new zone called Praetoria.
Okay, a friend of mine would kill me if I didn't ask this one. Whip emote for everyone.
Whip emote.
Yeah, whip emote.
I use that every day. Yes, you do.
Keetsy is really scared of the whip. That makes her jump like 6 feet in the air.
We have one in the office.
So the reason we're doing the whip as a fire whip now is that we had lots of issues with, like, where does the whip come from? How does it uncoil? How does it coil back up when you're done with it?
Hammer space, it's a little
more involved
everything.
Than hammer space. It's kind of difficult to explain why it doesn't work quite so well. Possible. I'll look into it. I'll see if it's something we can do. I don't know. Maybe. So.
Thank you.
Kinky.
I'm short. Sorry. For those of us that have multiple accounts, being able to transfer characters between our accounts, not just servers.
Accounts?
There's no technical reasons. I know that there was all. Oh, no.
How much would you pay?
I'm sorry?
How much would the microtransaction cost in your head?
I would say between $10 and $20.
Okay. I'll talk to Brian.
I mean, the biggest problem we have with that is people abusing it.
I'd have someone get my guy to 50.
And right? then buy it back.
And then I'd buy my character back, yeah.
So a week of Mission Architect and then buy your character back. What?
A week of old Mission Architect.
Takes a week? You're slow.
This is sort of a request, more sort of an explanation of why I'd like to see more, like, well, specifically the Shadow Shard. Even though the Shadow Shard wouldn't be really new content, but it would be new for me because I could, if it was co-op or at least the villains had their own set, it would be a new stomping grounds. And to me, especially for the villains, I've done all the zones all over again. It begins to be old. And even with Samurora and Midnighter Club and all the other co-op stuff, especially with the co-op stuff, I do it from the hero side, and I've done it again. So that's basically just the villains lacking the depth of stuff that the hero stuff. I know it's due to time, but that's just sort of the reasons why I'd like to see, especially the revamp of the Shadow Shard.
Have you done the Shadow Shard on a hero?
Yes, I have.
What's the coolest part about it?
It's a new, different zone. It's sort of like the, I guess you put it as your astral zone, but it's more like I like to think of it as more of a Steve Ditko, you know, Doctor Strange type of nice. Environment. Yeah. It's an environment that I like, but the other thing is that I'd like more stomping.
It's an environment he likes.
The other thing I'd like to see is more stomping grounds for my villains, because all the co-op and villain zones I've been in, it becomes old after, you know, 12, 13 characters.
Okay. So. Thank you.
Going rogue.
Guys, can we get super strength scrappers, please?
Write that down, Brian. Can we get an applause from the audience for the video? The video that apparently is no longer running.
Yeah, there's a lot of electric powers in the game. Is there any chance of getting an electrical control set?
That's actually a power set that Jonathan Courtney worked on when he first started working for us. It's mostly done. I think they're just waiting for a round of proliferation to put it into the game. So, yeah, I think it's definitely something that we could look forward to in the future. All new animations.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know? Who said that? Stand up. Who said that? You said that?
Jonathan said that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do you know?
The guy
know?
Who designed the set says it takes all new animations.
You don't know. I know.
When
one of our fans telling us.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought it was a fan. No,
new animations, nom, nom, nom. Yes.
That looks like a lot of questions, sir.
It's only one.
Okay.
Really. Tentacles from the sky on the Relaya server. Babs, dear Babs.
Babs, dear Babs, oh God.
Teleport is voluntary in the options because it's abusable.
Uh-huh.
Speed boost, please, voluntary.
That's not me.
Can I talk
to that guy right there? We can do that in a heartbeat. Dude, are you guys cool with right that?
There, I want to talk to that one.
Annoying pop-up CW.
Hang on a second.
I want to talk to that one. One of our engineers is his pet peeve as well. The thing he's thinking about doing is making it so you can remove any buff that you have on him.
But hang on a second. So concerning the speed boost thing specifically, is it just the movement boost that everyone has a problem with?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take your speed boost as a godsend. However, anybody else, you overrun your target.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I totally understand that.
All right, all right.
Noted.
There's many good suggestions.
I know there's issues with creating the mastermind customizable pets, but how about letting us being able to select a specific pet within the set? So I don't necessarily want to see a private porn stash every time I summon my minions.
I don't know
that's
who private
possible,
porn
sir.
Stash
we're
is.
One of them has a mustache.
Oh, the guy
looks
with
like
the mustache?
He has a porn stash. Yeah.
Porn mustache.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we refer to him as private porn stash on my YouTube.
Okay.
Group.
Hey.
No.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Wow. You stumped Matt. Way to go.
I couldn't hear you over the
I couldn't hear you over the crowd. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know, like it's specifically like I can that's probably the only
random
dude
pets,
in the game
is there,
that you would
is there
want
a way to select, you know, I want this model.
Yeah, it goes back to that question of what do you guys really want? Do you want to be able to select from a bunch of models or do you want to be able to build your own guys?
If building my own guys is too much trouble, I'd just be happy selecting my own model.
I don't think that way. I don't think like is this too much trouble? Well, let's just cheat you out and do this. This is easy. Like I don't like if we can't do it right, I don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about we just change the look of Private Porn Stash?
that would work as well.
Who likes Private Porn Stash? Is anyone? Yeah. See. So it's always six in one hand, half dozen the other. Is it going to be half you guys like it, half you guys hate it?
Hi, Calvin Scott Task Force. I know there were issues trying to bring it back through Ouroboros. What about recreating it as a dev choice arc in Aeon Entertainment?
That would actually be a much more significant amount of work than the tech that we now have in place to bring him back.
To say more and or less?
It'd be more. Because I would have to recreate the entire arc from scratch in Architect. Like our tools for Architect and our tools for Mission Design do not communicate with each other at all. But we do have the tech now to bring him back in Ouroboros.
Why don't you put that up as a challenge and like say, hey, whoever can make the best recreation of this arc and mission... Or gets the dev choice star or whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I could also just put it back in the game.
If you can put it back in the game, put it back in the game.
I was going to say just make Dr. Ion do it. So.
Hi, I only play on about half the servers of all the available. However, on every server I'm on...
Just kidding.
Every server I'm on... It is in there's one or two things that need to be fixed so you can get enough influence for some things because the prices in Wentworth are insane. When you're paying 50,000 influence for one luck charm and you need it to get a badge, or it's just insane. So either allow those people who are playing at the higher levels above 26 to play SG mode and still get full influence because some of us we're building our own SGs. We don't have massive SGs. What?
Didn't we change that so SG got full?
You don't get full. You can choose.
I thought you
still lose influence. You get half if you play above 20. After 30, 35, you only get half influence if you're in SG mode.
All right. Well, I don't have a problem with making it full. We'll look at it.
Woo!
Woo!
little complex. Shared merit rewards for story arcs. I cannot get teams to do some of my story arcs because some people don't want to do a long arc if they're not going to get the merit rewards for it.
It's abusable. We have to. We would need to start tracking how many parts of the story you were on.
And that's where the second thing comes in. So. What about, in that vein, allocating the merit rewards per mission in the arc?
That's abusable. Because if the first mission has a really good merit reward allocated to it, I just grind that one out. So there's reasons, and we always try and err on the side of caution most of the time. Sometimes we'll give full rewards for mission architect stuff, but we do try and err on the side of caution. So the full merit thing's probably not, without a lot of tech, gonna happen. So,
any way to make the story arcs more appealing to teams in that case? No idea how it would be done, but something to consider.
Yeah, thanks. You know, we can definitely sit down and brainstorm some ideas on how to make something appealing to teams.
Having played the game for a little less than 5 years and having played through the same content about 60 times, I've noticed more than a few contacts who you cannot call until about the second or third to last mission that they give you. Is there any way you can tie in, say, a vet reward power that will allow you to call from the first mission so they can recognize that you actually have been playing the game? Please, for the love of God, man. Don't make me run back every time.
that actually came up before. There's two things that I think of for that. One, I think that's, you know, that's a pretty decent idea. And two, I go, I should probably go back and fix those missions.
Yeah, I thought we got all. Yeah,
I thought we had gone and done a pass on that. So
don't let me stop you.
We're always looking for ideas for vet rewards. That seems like a
good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
I've also tried to make a point since issue 10 to hand out the cell phone after the first mission.
I've noticed that. Believe me, I've noticed that, and I appreciate that. But some of the older content.
Yeah. There's a lot of old content, dude. Trying to go through that stuff. Yeah, it's. Yeah. But I think that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Andrew Shadow from Virtue. I was wondering what your next plan for the booster pack would be.
Is Adam still in the room? Yes. All right.
Hey, Adam, would you run down and get us some water or go soft drinks or something?
What?
I think there's a phone call for you in the lobby. I heard a.
Or just go get us some beers. Yes.
Ninjas are cool. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There will also be something else coming along at the same time as the booster pack that will be for everyone else. So.
There will?
There will?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Pirates, right?
Pirates.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. I'm just slow.
It almost went into the game last week.
All right, guy in the ball cap, you'll be our last official question.
MMOs are about community, and back in issue 4, you guys gave us a sweet search engine. But I'm a part of many smaller servers, and sometimes, I'm sure some of the people here will tell you, getting a task force team together can be a real concentrated effort. Is there any way you can put a queue system in, like a lot of other games have, where we could just say, I'm in the zone, I want to queue up Positron because I'm in Steel, and whoever is available, I could join.
Why the hell would you want to play Positron?
I know, exactly.
I have 2 hours, 60 merits.
Certainly not the original one.
So we could have a badge if you were spent longer in the queue than in the task force?
Well, chatting in some of the chat channels is like sitting
guys.
In a queue.
You can pass on this one.
That's a tech question. Can we do queuing?
Yes.
Okay. Eventually.
Will we?
Will we do?
Sylph Knight, Justice Server.
Ball cap is the last question. Sorry.
First of all, we'd like to thank you guys for the most recent issues. There's been some great content. My favorite is still issue 10. For those who know who I am, you know why. Yeah. So anyways, I was wondering if we might be able to get some more enemies or content that has us take advantage of our travel powers, a target that we have to chase or get ahead of or take advantage of in some way.
We've actually talked a lot about trying to do power-specific groups, and whenever it starts off with the, wow, it would be cool if we could do that, we always come up with 10 other reasons of why other players would hate that experience.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, even the Ricky dropships, there was a lot of back and forth of like, well, what about people that don't have flight? And you're like, oh, well, look at group flight. Like, who the hell is a group flight
who
nowadays?
Who takes group flight?
Well, they got jetpacks. Like, okay, all right, look. The dropships actually started off as we were going to have a badge associated with them. They're going to be really hard to kill. They were going to march across the zone, and if you could kill them, then you got a badge. And then eventually that got 86 because it was like
super just too speeders.
Many. Yeah, super speeders, and like if you couldn't fly, you're pretty much out of it. And
super jumpers even.
Yeah, I was thinking something like smaller, like a runaway car or something.
Runaway car.
Runaway car villain group, yes.
Well, I don't know, like after a bank robbery.
All of our cars are kind of runaway cars.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, a reason to use your travel power in a mission, right? Okay. So the challenge we have there is making sure that the person who takes the mission has actually taken a travel power. Yep. Otherwise, they cannot complete the mission.
I don't know. I can outrun a car with Sprint.
But that's not the mission I'm thinking of.
Hey, we do have the ski slopes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's... see that?
DJ Shecky on Virtue. Other games that are coming out right now for community-based purposes have links inside of them, ways that you could go ahead and change the music or tune into an internet radio station that is with how many... And there's a lot of them. I'm not just talking about from the Cape, but there's been Split Infinity, there's been Justice Radio, there's another one that's actual KJSR. Is there a way that we can go ahead and get something like that thing inside of the menu, et cetera, where you could go ahead and switch off the constant same music from in-game and switch it over to, say, an internet radio station? I have nightmares on that song.
15 seconds. Can we do it? Yes.
Should we do it? Maybe. Will we do it? We'll get back to you.
So before we let this last guy ask his question, I just want to say, go Sharks!
Yeah!
Sharks!
Big win last night, by the way. Marlo, almost hat trick. Icon terminal in my base.
Yes! Is there a tech reason that didn't work?
What?
Is there a tech reason that doesn't work?
I've been asking for you to do it for 6 months. A year.
All right, so now there's an art reason why that doesn't work.
I want Wentworth's. I want Icon. I want
yes, and
Trainer.
every one of these is absolutely going to be a cool looking 3D model that'll go.
Yeah,
in the base.
I mean, if I can try channel so, Ken here for a second, he's going to want to do art for it. You know, a little Icon terminal, a little.
Oh
Wentworth's
yeah,
terminal.
It's going to look awesome.
Yeah, it'll look awesome. In. It may never happen, but it would look awesome.
No, it's going to look awesome when it goes in. So
we don't do anything half-assed.
So that is a. It's going to happen.
That is a, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the session a little bit, but I honestly cannot thank you guys enough for all your feedback, for your participation. You guys have been awesome. I mean, over 100 requests. Great job, everybody. We really appreciate it. And we're going to take just a super brief 5-minute break, and then we'll get into the closing ceremonies, and we'll wrap things up. Thanks.